For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's estimated that fewer than 30 people turned out for the Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C. Police escorted the few that did show up past thousands of angry counter-protesters after their short rally. Brian Todd says there was a scuffle between Antifa, anti-fascist demonstrators, and law enforcement.
When they moved over there, there was a confrontation with police where tear gas was fired on them. A couple of the protesters slightly injured in the streets being tended to with their eyes.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, where Heather Heyer was killed at a white nationalist rally last year, 4 people have been arrested. We've heard what Richard Russell said before he died while crashing the plane he stole from Seattle's SeaTac International Airport. Investigators hope to learn more from the flight data recorder that was recovered from the aircraft's wreckage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
American Brooks Koepka held off a challenge from Tiger Woods to win the PGA Championship by 2 strokes. Charlie Reimer with the call.
Ball on its way, tracking towards the hole, dying just in front of it, and he'll tap that. He'll mark that, rather, before he taps in and wins the PGA Championship. In fact, actually, he'll go ahead. The man is made for majors.
The Trump administration's pushing back against racial allegations from former Trump advisor Omarosa Newman. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking to Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said she's never heard President Trump make a racial slur. And as far as Newman's claim that she was offered $15,000 a month to sign a non-disclosure agreement after she was fired.
That's not hush money. Everybody sends an NDA. It sounds like she didn't want to sign it and didn't want to go back to the campaign because she had a book on her mind.
In 2016, Omarosa was the Trump campaign's director of African American research. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A Wisconsin woman is dead after getting an infection from a bacteria found in her dog's saliva. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Sharon Larson and her husband had recently adopted a new puppy, but when it nipped her, a small cut would prove fatal. Sharon began having flu-like symptoms, and she died just 2 days after being hospitalized. Doctors say the bacteria is a normal element in pets' systems, but for humans over 40 or those who've had their spleens removed or those with weak immune systems, well, they have a higher chance of falling gravely ill from it. But Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price says there is no worry that an epidemic will happen from this bacteria.
We are exposed to many, many, many organisms every day, and most of us, the majority, 99.999% of people, never get infections.
It is the same bacteria that caused another Milwaukee area man to have his legs and forearms amputated earlier this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He's a pro at eating hot dogs, but not so much at eating cheese. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Joey Chestnut is well known for eating a lot of Nathan's hot dogs, but eating cheese curds at the Wisconsin State Fair? Not so good with a third place finish.
No excuses, I just was slow. I didn't find a fast rhythm. My technique was a little bit slow. If they have me back next year, I'm going to find a faster way to eat them, and there's nothing worse than getting third.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News.